4DJW Mobile.
Hey Dave, KB2HXS.
Era. Haven't had Panera in a while. How you doing?
I'm good. I'm going to a customer.
No rest for the weary. Well, sorry about that, but happy for you.
Well, it's a reoccurring problem. It keeps blowing that little 3-amp fuse, and the system is only a couple, 3 or 4 years old, I think, or maybe 5 years old. I don't know what the heck's going on with it. Probably got a bad wire somewhere or bad contactor. I don't know. I'll figure it out.
Happened on mine one time. It was because of a board that I put in the attic that ran across the control cables that went into the air conditioner. And after a while, walking across that board, two wires touched each other and the fuse popped. That took the longest to find it.
Oh, you nailed the board down on top of the thermostat wire? Is that what you did?
Yeah, I couldn't see them. They were under the insulation. And I just needed some boards to walk on because I've been walking around up there and I didn't want boards to slip out from under me while I was walking. So I just put some boards down and nailed them down. And eventually, walking across it enough, shorted them out. I had to pull all those boards back up. I had to undo that wire, find out where that shore was, and I found it. It was tough, but I found it. And I soldered them back together and, you know, retaped them all together. And then I got my router out, and I cut a notch through the joist that it was on. Not very deep, you know, like an eighth of an inch deep, just enough that I could put the board back down and it wouldn't crush the wire.
Wow. Yeah, usually, I mean, when we find a bad thermostat wire, I don't even try and fix them. I just run a new wire. The wire is not that expensive. Jimmy and I, when we do a unit under the house, if it's an older unit, I'll run a new thermostat wire out to the condenser or, you know, and depending on what kind of shape the wire is in going up to the thermostat in the house, we'll run new stuff. Because I tell you, it's just not nice to find shorts and things in old wires and try and fix them.
Probably what I should have done. But I wasn't 100% sure that's what the problem was. And then once I did find it and figure out that's why I'm popping fuses, I had it right there in front of me, so I just soldered them back together. But I probably should have run new wires. But anyway, it's been holding ever since. Problem gone. Problem terminated. Knock on wood.
Or a step on wood. Yeah. Like I say, this is a newer installation. It could be anything. I mean, we've been finding some bad contactors. The coils on them, they're prematurely going bad, and they pull a little bit too much amperage, and they'll pop those fuses after a while. Or it could be the heat strip, you know. It goes into defrost, and the heat strip comes on, pop, there goes the fuse.
It's new talking to you the other day. So looking up start capacitors and run capacitors, I didn't know there was a difference. But I don't know where I got the terminology start capacitor, but you said it was a hard start capacitor. It was 110 volts, so I guess 110 volts is applied to it first, and then some transformer bumps it up to 370 volts, and then it runs off the 370 volt capacitor. I didn't have any clue how that worked. I wondered why my air compressor had two humps on the motor. I'm used to them that only have one hump. I'm not used to them that have two humps.
Well, on those type motors, yeah, the black capacitor that has the capacitance range, that's normally your start capacitor. The other one's the run capacitor. But in the air conditioning world, the rating on them, the 370-volt rating, means you can use them up to 370-volt circuits if need be. But most of the time, you're only using the capacitor on, like, one leg of the motor, you know, or, you know, the start leg or something on the motor. Anyway, I got to pull and get some gas here. Dave, have a good morning. I will catch you later, KB2HXS.
All right, Dave. Good luck with your finding out what's blowing that fuse. Let me know when you figure it out. It's always interesting to hear what research unfolds. Take care. Have a good day. KB2HXSW4DJW Mobile.
We'll do, Dave. We'll do. KB2HXS.